Are you ready, Alabama?
Hello? What, who's there? What's going on?
It's time to enter the doghouse.
Whatever's happening here, just knock it off.
Call the big dog now at 866-485-9867.
These kids are weird, man. They're weird.
Live from the Big Dog Production Studios.
How you doing?
It's time for the highly sought-after, fabulous final hour of the Tom Abraham Show.
That might be listed in Revelations as the cause for the apocalypse.
Here he is, the head of the household, the Big Dog.
You're the smartest guy I ever met.
Tom Abraham.
You want me to do this crap?
I guess I'm on here. Am I on? Can somebody respond?
Welcome back for the highly sought after, the fabulous final hour of the Tom Abraham Show on this rather cold, pretty near spring day. I mean, it's still winter, right? I mean, we could say it's still, even though the daffodils are out of the ground and, you know, and the dogwoods are blooming and other trees that I do not know what they are called are blooming. We can, we got to acknowledge that it is winter. So we're going to get a little bit of this here and there. Hopefully we won't lose anything, though, when the freeze comes. What they're talking about tomorrow. My wife's already trimmed all the roses on her rose garden. It all looks beautiful. It's already there. You could tell that there's new growth and buds and everything going on there in the hydrangeas or whatever they call them. We got those things starting to bud already. You know, stuff is happening out there. The plants are confused. I've cut my grass twice, okay? The plants are confused, T-Mac. It's weird. Okay, but it is what it is. SEC tournament getting started at the top of the hour in St. Louis, Georgia, and Vandy coming up first, and that one will be followed by last year's Final Four team, South Carolina, and Ole Miss. Phone lines are open now if you want to get in at 866-485-9867. 866-485-9867. The text window is 732-982-7469. Now, at the Twitter window, at Tom Abraham Show, and at Facebook / Tom Abraham Show, I have posted the picture of Butch Jones in his Alabama gear. I can't even say it. I can't even get it out of my pie hole, you know, without breaking up. But I posted that picture. Wait a minute. Let me pin this thing. Pin to profile page. Okay, I pinned it. I posted a picture of Butch Jones bending the ear of Bill Belichick. And I've officially made it a Twitter contest. I don't know. I'll give you something. I'll give you anything. I'll give you a SEC media guide or something. Whoever comes up with the best caption.
You know what you should,
I will.
You know what you should buy him?
Well, I'm not buying him anything. What do you want me to give him?
You should go to the same Tide Terrific store that Butch went to and buying that shirt.
No, I'm not buying a Butch's shirt.
Oh, come on.
That's a pullover, by the way. That's a $45 pullover. No, what I'm going to do is I will give you the electronic version of the 2017 SEC media guide for all of the teams. Okay? I will give it to you. Every single team. You get all 14 media guides and the SEC media guide on one single disc. What it is it's a credit card, T-Mac, and it has a thumb drive in it. So you just pull the thumb drive out of the credit card and stick it in your computer. We used to get boxes. We used to get these big boxes, and it would take three slappies to take the stuff out to my car. Like, I would bring you to SEC Media Days, and then the first job that you would have would be to take the media guides out to my car. And it would be like, it would be like 14, well, that them days, 12. It'd be like 12 phone books that had to be taken out because they were like 500 pages. And all of the different media departments for the teams, they would do everything in their power to make the biggest media guide. It's like as if you had a bigger media guide, you were a more important team. So finally, the SEC, about 5 or 6 years ago, or 10, the SEC said, okay, that's it. You're limited to 207 pages. So everybody's paper media guide is now 207 pages. And so we would get that. So instead of Slappy having to take 4 boxes out to my car, it became 2 boxes. People know. I mean, John McGough, he knows what I'm talking about. He's taking them out there. So it became 2 boxes that you had to take out. And then about 4 years ago, they put it all on this credit card size thumb drive, and they would just hand this thing to us. We would get that, and we wouldn't even get a gift anymore. T-Mac, we used to get the best gifts, man, from the SEC. We had, like, luggage and stuff that had the SEC logo on it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, we would get all the pads, dossiers, you know, with the leather-bound dossiers. Now you don't even get nothing. You get a lanyard. Yeah, and that was when there was, like, 300 or 400 media members. Now that there's 1,000 media members, you get a lanyard and your thing, and you get your little card that has all the media guides on it.
No goodie bag?
No goodie bag anymore. Wow. No goodies. No goodies.
They don't even slip anything on your table? Nothing?
No. And then Shula's closed. You know, they had the Shula Steakhouse. They used to come out with steak and serve everybody steak dinner at 5 o'clock on the first night, which was genius on their part because they'd have 40 radio stations around the Southeast talking about Shula's Steakhouse for 15 minutes because we'd all be eating surf and turf from Shula's. And then they closed Shula's. So now no more Shula's. But, you know, who knows what we're going to get? Who knows what's going on when we go to the College Football Hall of Fame?
I'll tell you what we get stuck in traffic. Because I went there this past summer. It's hard to get anywhere. You make sure you're within walking distance of anywhere you want to go because it's rough.
Yeah. They're coming in. You got to see the pitcher. I mean, the pitcher is epic. You got Belichick. And to me, my thing would be like Belichick is like, so who are you? But you got Belichick with this puzzled look on his face. And then you got Lyle standing next to him, bending his ear. And Lyle has Alabama gear on. So Belichick's like, does Nick know you got that? Let's see. Dave says, quote, I have no idea what he's talking about right now. Jeremy says, oh, I see you wanted to be a champion at something other than life. Rick says, so are you going to make Alabama a champion of life brick by brick? Question mark? Damn, dude, that's deep. Wait a minute. Let me throw likes on these guys. Let me throw a love on that one. Let me throw a little heart ski on that one. Let me throw a little heart ski on that one. Okay, Kevin says, Butch, I mean, next year was going to be our year. Belichick, where do I know this guy from?
that's my favorite one so far.
I like that one. Wait a minute. I want to unlike that because I liked him by mistake. Hang on. Let me get rid of that. Oh, does that make it? That doesn't. I need to make it a love. Oh, here, man. Okay. Okay, now I need to make it a love. Right, there we go. You know, that's what we ought to do. We ought to let the guys vote based on whoever gets the most likes. You know what I mean? John says, Bill, it's me. Nick. No, really, I'm Nick Saban. Look, I'm wearing crimson and all. Oh, God, these are better than what I could ever come up with. All right, keep those coming. Ugh, caption contest. That's hilarious. It's at Twitter, too. I mean, I don't even know how to – let me see if I refresh that, and then you guys can jump on it at Twitter. But it's up there as well. Cole Kubelik changes profile picture to him and that referee. That referee with that bad look on his face, like the referee wants to kill him. Classic. All right, so go check that out. Garrett says, excuse me, do you have time to talk about your Lord and our Savior of time, Brady? It's not bad, Garrett. That's not bad. Oscar says, Belichick, why is he talking to me? Let's see. At Snap Pistachio says, Butch, if you can't beat him, join him, right, Bill? Bill, sure, Butch. Excuse me. I need to go stand somewhere else. Oh, damn it. How am I going to pick one of these?
Oh, did you see Tiger Tails?
Is it on the Twitter or on the...
It's on the Twitter.
On the Twitter, Tiger. So, after I get Coach's coffee and oatmeal cream... Oh, hell. How am I going to pick one? They're all so good. You guys are fantastic. We haven't done a... I mean, it used to be a Snapple. It used to be a staple of the show. I mean, the Twitter contest used to be a staple of the show. My face hurts. I'm laughing so hard.
Those were good. It's great because Butch has the face on, like the blank, like I'm trying to explain something and sound smart face, and Bill Belichick's like, what in the hell did I get myself into?
And I don't know what was weirder or more weird, seeing Lyle there in his crimson gear or seeing Rich Rod there. I mean, it's like, Rich Rod, this could have been all yours. This cell empire could have been yours. Of course, he'd have been fired by now. But if Rich Rod had taken the Alabama job, I'm telling you, I think Nick Saban would have been a head coach at Michigan. I really do. I think he would have ended up as Michigan's head coach. He would have terrorized the Big Ten. Urban Meyer would have stayed at Florida and dominated the SEC. Right? I mean, Urban doesn't go to... He's not going to go to the Big Ten. Think about all the dominoes that fell when that happened. And let's be honest. If there is anything that has wrecked the SEC in football, it's Nick Saban. Really? I mean, hopefully, you know, now you see what's going on in Auburn last year. You know, good season. Poised to have another good season this upcoming year, possibly. You got, it looks like Kirby Smart is rolling at Georgia. You got Jimbo Fisher at A&M. So, you know, let's see. You got Dan Mullen with more talent. You know, he was dangerous at A&M or at State. Now he's at Florida where he's got more talent. So let's see what happens there. Jeremy Pruitt at Tennessee. That's totally, we don't know. We have no idea. So hopefully the league will get back to being multiple competitive teams. A lot of people feel like, well, you know, last year, like it was Alabama and Ohio. This year, what's Alabama, Georgia, and Auburn? It's a three-team league. Then it was a big drop. Remember trying to do the SEC Top 10 on Top 10 Tuesdays? It would be like, okay, Alabama, Auburn, Georgia, Alabama, Georgia, Auburn, Auburn, Georgia, Alabama, and everybody else. And then I had to pick a team to be fourth, and I'd be like, I don't know. Who? A team that almost got beat by Troy? I don't know. But wait a minute, they did get beat by Troy. I don't know. Where do you go? I can't even believe I said that. That Troy beat them last year. LSU. Doesn't even make sense. The star of the pro day for Alabama had to be Scott Cochran. I mean, my gosh. I've never seen so many guys that I don't even know if they can play football in the NFL. I don't know what Tony Brown's going to do. I don't know what Robert Foster is going to do. Look, Robert Foster, those guys on the TV, they danced around it. They kept saying, how does this guy look? He goes, the different guys, you know, Marcus Spears, who's gotten very, very good. And Greg McElroy has gotten really, really good at his job. Greg McElroy's getting really good. Spears is great. Tom Luganville was in there hosting. And they're like, well, you know, every year we'd go down there in Alabama and we'd see this Robert Foster at practice, and then we'd say, like, you know, how does that guy look like that? How does that talent and that skill and watching him catch balls, how is he not on the field? How is he not contributing more? Why isn't Robert Foster? We kept talking about Robert Foster. When is Robert Foster going to be? Robert Foster's the next guy. He was supposed to be the next guy. He was supposed to be Cal Ridley before Cal Ridley was Cal Ridley. He was Amari Cooper. He was Julio Jones. Robert Foster. Let me tell you what they couldn't say. All right? Robert Foster's dumb as a stump. Okay, there, I said it. All right? Robert Foster, is not a real bright guy. And remember how there was, you know, all that angst about, oh, send Lamar Jackson down there with the receivers. There's no place to send Robert Foster. He's not a real bright guy. He's going to have a problem. I mean, Robert Foster didn't have to take a – they'd have to use a whiteboard on the sideline and to draw his route that he was supposed to run on the play, hand it to us. Go do that. Just go do that. You couldn't sit there and call the play. You couldn't say to him –
I mean, flip right, double X, jet, 36 counter, naked waglet, 7X, quarter.
Couldn't do anything with that. What are you going to do if the guy says that to you and you're Robert Foster? You're going to say, will somebody draw my route for me? T-Max just reading captions.
That's pretty much what I'm doing. They're pretty great.
I think he's just reading the captions. Are they rolling in on the Twitter now, too?
Yeah, there's been a few.
Yeah. Is that you? So then I got this trash can.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, so then I got this trash can.
Exactly.
Hey, look, you know what? I'll say this about that. If Alabama sucked, all right, that belt, that championship belt they got on the sideline would look really, really stupid. You know what I mean? That belt would look stupid. And if Tennessee was you know, wrecking the SEC East, then everybody and their brother would have a trash can. And it'd be, that trash can would be epic. It's true. It's the reason the trash can looks so stupid is because they're so bad. And the reason the belt is so cool and the turnover chain at Miami is so cool is because they're so good. If Miami was terrible defensively, the turnover chain, they would be getting mocked unmercifully for the turnover chain.
Yeah.
That's just reality.
Oh, right? 100%. I
mean, yeah. That's, you just know, how that goes.
One of my favorite things is the they obviously don't have it on the field because it's something that happens after you win. But I think a fantastic idea that Clemson does. I love the Clemson graveyard. That's pretty awesome.
Graveyard's pretty cool. Do you know what Irk Russell used to do at Georgia Southern when he built that program and he won all those national championships in Division I AA?
I do not.
They had a ditch. I was a big Irk Russell fan. Anyway, while they were building that program in Statesboro, Georgia, Georgia Southern, they had a mosquito-infested ditch that ran the perimeter of the football field. And it was just like a roadside ditch, you know, where just water puddled, and it had cattails in it and mosquitoes and crap and garbage. Mm-hmm. And it just ran along where they built their practice field when they first started the program. So Irk Russell names this ditch the Eagle River, okay?
Okay.
And he goes and he jars a bottle of water at the beginning of each season from the Eagle River, and he takes that jar, a mason jar with water in it, and they take that mason jar with them on the road, and they take it everywhere they go to all of their games, and they always have that with them because they always take a little bit of the Eagle River with them. It was a mosquito-infested, frog-infested ditch alongside the practice field. But the guys loved it. They loved it.
The weirdest things like that, man, but they're always really cool, especially when they're brought into a different light. Like, if you're successful,
yeah,
then they're pretty cool. And I agree with you. If Tennessee was any kind of successful, the trash can probably would have been pretty cool.
When they were the Eagles, obviously that's why it was the Eagle River.
Yeah. And if it was anybody besides Butch Jones, the trash can might have come.
Right. The other thing that Irk Russell did with his team is when they were in the playoffs, you know, because in the 1AA playoffs, they would be in the playoffs. They would get to the site of the whatever the playoff game was, if it was on the road or wherever, or for, you know, the national championship would be in a neutral site deal. The team, they would get in, and then if they got in during the day, they would load up the team at the hotel at like 11 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night after dark. They would load the team up on the bus, on the team bus, and they would take them to the stadium where the game was going to be played. All right. Turn the channel if you got little kids in the car. If you got little kids in the car, turn the channel, okay? Uh-oh. Or if you're a chick, turn the channel. I'll give you a second. Okay, everybody turn the channel? Okay. What they would do is he would take the team and go to the stadium, and they would all gather in the end zone, and the whole team would urinate in the end zone and mark their territory. That's how Irk Russell was. Irk Russell said they'd go mark their territory. They'd go there and take a leak in the end zone and mark their territory. And then they'd go back to the hotel. That was a different day and age. Just wanted you to know that. That wasn't like last week. That was back in the day. Not too far back in the day. 90s? Somewhere in there. All right, let's get a break. We'll come back with a rewind next. Tom Abraham Show, 730, 1039 AM.
Sports Radio 730 and 1039. The UMP. WUMP.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word LIKE to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text LIKE to 797979. Text LIKE to 797979.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility On Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-890-6013. 800-890-6013. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-890-6013.
Here's what you'll hear tonight on The UMP.
It's the College Basketball Patriot League Championship game between Colgate and Bucknell. Coverage will start at 6:15 p.m. all right here on The UMP.
Are you tired of the gym and exercise gimmick infomercials? Why not get in shape at home with Fitness Club quality equipment? At Huntsville Fitness Equipment, you'll find the latest fitness technology, including the Precor's new line of ellipticals, treadmills, and bikes, personalized workouts, presets, and exercise profiles. It's like having your own personalized trainer at home. They're your preferred retail business dealer with residential and commercial delivery and setup, with 0% financing available. Check out fitnesszone.com or visit them at 7540 Memorial Parkway in the Rosie's Plaza. Huntsville Fitness Equipment. We're serious about fitness.
There are 1.5 million children living in single-parent households due to the death of a parent. Grieving children often feel alone, different, and misunderstood. Experience Camps gives them a place to play, laugh, and cry with other kids who get it. I'm Candace Wiggins. My father died when I was 4 years old, and this has shaped who I am today. I wish there was a camp like this when I was a kid. To find out more about Experience Camps or helping grieving children, visit www.experience.camp.
Excuse me, I know you have a 9 o'clock, so I'll keep this short. I'm the business suit in the back of your closet. You wore me nearly every day before your office went, quote, casual. I used to be the CEO of your closet. Now I'm just that one intern no one ever talks to. I always thought you'd circle back with me, get granular, keep me in the pipeline. But nada, nothing. Don't you remember the McKittrick presentation? You spilled coffee on me, and I still looked amazing during the breakout talkback Q&A. So, I think it's time for me to move on. I've got a great resume, and I absolutely crush it in interviews, okay? Let's make this a clean break. Shift the paradigm. The only thing I ask is that you think outside the box here and do this. Take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create new jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 22 discount tire Ford Mustang. When I'm racing, my crew chief sets my tire air pressure. If it's not just right, I can lose speed and grip. When it comes to your tires, you need to be the crew chief. Check your air pressure once a month and before road trips. Properly inflated tires help optimize safety, handling, and fuel economy.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Weather is sponsored by Account Tims. Demand for top talent is an all-time high. Account Tims can help you find highly skilled temporary accounting and finance professionals who fit your needs and hit the ground running. Account Tims, a Robert Half company.
Freezing temperatures are likely late tonight. The sky clear, the low at 31. For tomorrow and Friday, the sky sunny both days. The high tomorrow 48. Warmer Friday, the high 58. Saturday increasingly cloudy with a chance of showers by afternoon. Rain more likely Saturday night, the high 65. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
The Tom Abraham Show is back. Listen at your own risk.
I'm going to pick a winner by the end of the show of our caption contest. It's at, and it's one winner combined from the Twitter window and the Facebook fan page. So go to Facebook / Tom Abraham Show or at Tom Abraham Show. And I put up the picture of Bill Belichick and Butch Jones there. And I'd love for you to put a caption on that, though. So I will pick a winner here coming up in a moment. And just one other note, Kerryon Johnson, according to Todd McShay, he had him as one of his top five backs going into the combine. And, you know, Kerryon did not run. He'll run Friday at Auburn's Pro Day. And he only did 11 reps of 225 on the bench, which, you know, it's a little bit of a concern. Again, it's not the biggest thing in the world for a running back, but it does go to a certain level of strength. He says that he doesn't think Kerryon Johnson is a starter in the NFL. He thinks he's a complementary back, a 1-2 kind of back, a guy that gets 10 carries, does some stuff out of the backfield and so on, but is not a workhorse type running back. Even though he was a workhorse type running back at Auburn, he doesn't see him like that in the NFL, and he thinks he's missing some power. You know, he runs hard, he's aggressive, he's physical, throws himself into a defender's arms, lowers his shoulder, does all those things. I just don't see that strength to drive through contact as much as you want to see with a top back. I think there's some weaknesses there to challenge him. I thought he ran pretty hard and pretty powerful for Auburn, but again, not necessarily evaluating him as a pro. So we'll see where Kerryon Johnson ends up getting drafted. All right, all our guests today appeared on the Woody Anderson Ford VIP hotline, and that included our bracketologist Greg Peterson from My Guys in the Desert, who was in. Also was Alan Carpenter from TomahawkTake.com. Gave us a brave spring training report. Bo Estes from NBA TV and NBA.com was in, and we had a spirited conversation with Motorsports Hall of Famer Larry Woody on the latest class of nominees for the NASCAR Hall of Fame. They all made it in to the Woody Anderson Ford Rapid Rewind. Yeah, I don't like it. I mean, and because we're in a state that has, you know, Alabama and Auburn, so it's like the drama is going to be over in the first, like, minute. You know what I mean? As soon as they get to, you know, Butler, then okay, well, turn that damn thing off. I guess they didn't make it.
Yeah, I mean, you're in, like, the worst state for it. I mean, in the A's, I mean, it's like, no, never mind. I guess Alabama's in the field. I guess Alabama's not in the field. I can tune out now. So the good news is, if you have dinner reservations, they won't be in danger.
No, they will not be in danger. We know Auburn's going to be there. Is Auburn a 3 seed if they win the SEC tournament? Is Auburn a 3 seed if they get upset on Friday by by Alabama or Texas A&M?
It's really interesting looking at this team. I currently have Auburn actually as my last 2 seed right now. But with that said, I think that they need to get to the SEC semifinals in order to keep that spot, because Currently, it's right in between them and Michigan State for that final number two seed. I think that Auburn, if they are able to make the SEC tournament final, they're probably going to be a two seed. Anything else, most likely a three.
Okay. Let's talk about Alabama then. Where do you have them in or not? Joe Lunardi, I think, has them playing in the 11-11 game against UCLA. Jerry Palm is a friend of the show. He has them not even in his first four out. He has them, you know, they got to go at least beat Auburn to get in, and that won't even guarantee it. Where does Greg Peterson have Alabama right now?
They are my last team in. So there is a lot of pressure on them tomorrow to go win, because if they do not win tomorrow, Alabama is done and heading to the NIT. If they're able to win, I would say two games in the SEC tournament, they're safe. If they win one game, prepare to sweat on Selection Sunday.
What do you have men as then right now? Assuming, you know, they can hang, you know, get a win, are they in the first four, or are they in the actual tournament? Because I don't count the first four as being. If here's my theory: if I don't have to make that game out for my bracket, then you're not in the tournament. If I don't have to pick the frigging game, then you're not in the tournament. You know what I mean?
Well, under Tom Abraham theory, they're currently out because I currently have them heading to Dayton for the first four.
Okay. Who would they be playing?
They would actually be playing Texas. Those two are right there neck and neck.
Yeah. Now, where do you have Auburn going? Because, you know, at one point it looked almost as a certainty that they would go to Nashville, which is now sold out their first two rounds, and it would be very, very convenient for Auburn fans. But I've seen them now in Dallas and other places. Where do you have them going?
In regards to the region, I still have them going to Nashville, but like you said, they could head to Dallas. It all depends on how this week really shakes out. And in all honesty, sometimes it just shakes out based on trying to avoid rematches. Because when you do these brackets, you want to make sure, hey, SEC teams won't meet until the Sweet 16, same for like ACC teams, things like that. So a lot of the region is going to depend on what teams actually get in and just avoiding those rematches.
All right, who are your top four seeds right now?
Right now you've got Virginia, Kansas, Xavier, and Villanova.
If Nova and Xavier play each other in the Big East Championship, then do they stay as ones no matter what happens?
I think that the loser of that game will probably drop to a two seed, and if the ACC tournament is won by either Duke or North Carolina, they will ascend to that one spot.
Oh, so you could see North Carolina climbing all the way into that one hole with a win in that tournament.
Yes, I certainly could. North Carolina has a lot of quadrant one wins. I know that they had some bad losses midseason to the likes of Virginia Tech and Boston Miami at home last week. But at the same time, North Carolina's overall body of work is very good.
How does for doing bracketology and figuring this out, and I assume you're predicting what you think the committee's going to do. This isn't really the way your bracket would be because you don't have a vote. So I assume you're predicting the way these brackets will come out. How does the Big Ten being in the can already and being done with the four teams that they're going to put in the tournament, how does that impact it, do you think? Because now you don't have to worry about, you know, what might happen in that Big Ten tournament, which is going on while the committee is deciding. Do you think they've already decided, okay, Michigan State's a two, or Purdue is here, or, you know, Michigan is a four, or are those teams still fluid?
And they're still a little bit fluid based on what other teams do, but you already know, all right, here's Purdue's resume, here's Michigan's resume, teams like that, you know what they've done. So it makes it very helpful, and you pretty much know that the Big Ten's going to get in four teams because you don't have a bubble team playing in, like, the semifinals or the finals or anything like that. And let's face it, Nebraska and Penn State, they're not getting in the NCAA tournament. So you know that you're going to have four teams in from the Big Ten.
This is the same thing that the Cubs did with Chris Bryant. It's really not right. I mean, if the guy's ready to go, he's ready to go. And really, to keep a guy down in the minors for 2 weeks or so that they can, get another year out of him. I got to believe that's something that's going to be addressed in the next collective bargaining agreement.
You might think so, but I tell you, they've been doing this for more than two decades now. That it's been in the agreement to do this, and it hasn't happened with too many players, but it does happen on occasion to some high profile ones. And it's exactly because they're trying to not game the system. I mean, this is the system. This is what has been collectively bargained. And as I say, it's been in place for quite a while now. I want to even say since about 1980s or 70s. But I would like to see him up there because I think that gives the Braves the best chance to win, to have Acuna there. But at the same time, they're effectively saying 2018 may not be quite our year yet, but we want to make sure he's ready for 2019 and beyond and as long as possible thereafter. So that's what they're trying to do. It's just a matter of the language that's in the agreement that says if you don't have 3 full years of service, then you get an extra one before the arbitration period starts. Although he'll probably end up being a super two, which means he gets 4 years anyway. So it's a matter of just the Braves hanging on to him until I think 2023 or 2024.
The Braves have split the first dozen games, and nobody, you know, everybody talks about it really doesn't matter, you know, in terms of winning and losing in spring training, and I get all of that. But for a team like the Braves that's going to be very young and a team that's coming off of, you know, a horrific year last year, do you think maybe it is a little bit important to win some games to kind of feel what that feels like to get to 4 o'clock each afternoon and have won a game and learn how to win?
That was something Bobby Cox seemed to emphasize a little bit when he was in charge. And the last few years, the Braves have kind of gotten away from that. Now, of course, there were years where they weren't really expecting to win too much, but they had losing records in spring. In fact, fairly bad records in spring for quite a while there. So the fact that they're 6-6-1 right now is not a bad thing at all. And I do think that it is getting a little extra step, a little extra confidence going on. And that seems to be the vibe going on from that I'm hearing from the beat writers and those covering the Braves directly, is that this team feels like they're doing something and maybe able to actually do a little bit better than has been predicted. So, yeah, I like the idea that they're winning some games. There's another reason for that, too, though, I'll tell you. The first few games, they had some guys that were candidates for the bullpen that were just lighting up the scoreboard in the wrong way. Five of the pitchers that were throwing in late innings and ball games were responsible for giving up about half of the runs that the opponents had been scoring. Two or three of those guys are now gone, and the others have been getting limited innings since then. So the opposition is not scoring as much, and they're winning games as a direct result. That tells you a couple of things. Number one is that the front end of these games, those featuring the major leaguers, the team is doing very well. Second thing is the bullpen pieces that count, those also pitching in the early part of games, are doing very well. And those both bode well for the future.
I only saw Scott Kazmir in the game against the Yankees that he started. He looked pretty good. I mean, you know, he didn't suck. I mean, people forget how good he was for Tampa Bay just a couple of years ago. And what do you think the future holds for him?
Well, the fact that they've got him at such a contract and he's got enough service time to be able to essentially dictate where he goes, he's almost got to make the 25-man roster, barring injury. The Braves just can't do anything else with him. They can't send him to the minors without his permission. And he's just making so much that he's going to be there pretty much. They got to pay him one way or another. The only other option would be to release him and hand him a very big check. I don't think they really want to do that. But at the same time, I think he's going to end up being the long guy in the bullpen because there are such good options right now in the rotation. Right now they're going to start the year with Teoran Fulte, Brandon McCarthy and Sean Newcomb probably as the starting four, and then add Luis Gohara. They're bringing him along slowly because of the earlier groin injury. By close to mid-April when they first need a fifth starter. So those are going to be your starting five. That'll put Kazmir probably in the bullpen, but I do think he's going to go north with them once they break camp.
Bo Esses with us, NBA TV, NBA. com. That's all part of the TNT family. You guys got a killer double dip tomorrow night. You get Boston and Minnesota in the early game, followed by San Antonio and Golden State in the late game. Pull a curtain back a little bit for us. Are these games, when the schedule is put out, do they, okay, you know, ESPN's got Wednesday night games, TNT's got the Thursday night games, and we're going to put these games on those nights so that they have a good lineup to pick from. How does all of that work? Or is the schedule is the schedule, and then you guys try to grab the best game that looks good on the schedule that night? Because it's uncanny, the great matchups that you guys get in your midweek games and the great matchups
that ABC gets on
Sundays.
I'll give you a little historical detail on that. It used to be that Thursday nights were exclusive to TNT, meaning that the games on TNT were the only games that were taking place in the NBA that night. There was nothing else. There were two problems with that. One was players wanted to start spreading out the schedule a little more and getting a bit more rest. So you had to play a few games on Thursday night to give people a Wednesday and a Friday off and stuff like that. The other side of that is if we picked wrong early in the season, there wasn't a lot of schedule shifting that we could do.
Right.
Now, the way that it works with our programming department and the people that make these decisions, they're allowed X number of shifts, I believe. That's the way I understand it. And so if early in the season Boston and Minnesota tank, well, they can look on the schedule and find another game that may be more appealing and switch that over to the TNT game. They try to have nice games on Thursday night for us. They really do. They try to have marquee matchups for us on Thursday night. And, you know, that is, you know, we pay a lot of money for those rights. And, yeah. You know, that's we want to deliver something that people want to see. And I think, you know, as you point out, it regularly winds up very good, very compelling basketball.
So these two games, Boston, Minnesota, let's say, and San Antonio, Golden State, these were on your guys' schedule back in, you know, October or something like that? Or is it just a few weeks ago that they decided, all right, these are the ones that we're going to jump on? Because you could have gotten away with the 76ers and the Heat, for example, you know, or both
sure.
playing, you know, good basketball. But so, were these games already selected months ago?
Likely. I don't know in this particular case if they were selected months ago. But if you look at the schedule for tomorrow night, there's the 10:30 Spurs-Warriors. That was going to be the late game regardless.
Right.
But if Celtics-Timberwolves, if those teams had awful seasons and, say, the Thunder were a more compelling matchup or 76ers-Heat, they could have adjusted the time of that. They could make some switches as the year goes along. It's limited. There also are some rules about how many times a particular team can appear on our air. There's like a cap on that.
Oh, really?
So, you know, obviously we would just do Golden State all the time. Every week. I mean, I think everybody would. You know, it's not a good long-term plan, but in the short-term ratings question, anytime you can stick Golden State on TV, anytime you can stick LeBron on TV, it's a good thing. I think they cap that at a certain number of games that you can put them on, and it's a lot of games.
Yeah, I would say it must be – I'm going to guess that with the Cavs, it's 70, okay, because it seems like they're on national TV all the time, including
tonight.
We can
show them a whole lot, but not every time.
Not every single game, but that. And then the NBA TV games, those are kind of different, right? I mean, because sometimes it seems like almost feels like you're picking up a local feed, a regional feed, and then
Absolutely.
Other times it's a production. And then isn't that where the players' nights are on TNT, right?
Well, players only has shifted now to TNT. It starts off the year on NBA TV, and
right.
to give you a little background, that has to do with our talent sort of wandering into the March Madness stuff.
Right.
So we have people that are working March Madness as well. So players only is a different way to broadcast the game. And it's also a way to use our talent and to have games on TV from different broadcasters. I'll put it that way. So I think that, you know, the NBA TV games, obviously it's not as regularly a full scale production, like at every TNT game, you never are going to hear the local announcers. It is our guys going out to the game and doing it. TNT, sometimes we just pick up the feed, and then we have guys filling in the breaks. Now, if you remember a month ago on NBA TV on Players Only, there were times where we would call it from the studio. Greg Anthony and Steve Smith would be sitting in the studio, and they would call the game from there. But more often than not, it's the local team's announcers that we use.
All right, let's talk about the Hall of Fame. Let's start with a couple of premises here. They've given us 20 nominees, and it says that there's going to be five. I'm not sure why they decide they're going to take five every year, why there has to be five, because, again, this needs to be the Hall of Fame. I understand it early on when you're building it, and they did that in baseball and all that stuff. But now in baseball, sometimes only one or two guys get in. It's got to be the Hall of Fame, right? Not the Hall of Good. I see a lot of good guys on here, but there are only, to me, I don't know if there even is five Hall of Famers on here.
Well, I don't know, Tom. And again, it depends on everybody's definition of, I guess, of good or Hall of Famers. And that's, you know, it's like look at it, at art in a museum. You know, everybody's perception of what's art is different. I guess I don't have any qualms about it. I would rather some people, maybe some marginal people, get in than to leave some out. And, you know, and there are two or three, it seems to me like, Tom, are no-brainers that are not only not in but never get nominated, like Smokey Unick. You know, yeah. For whatever reason, he ruffled too many feathers, I guess. But it's not supposed to be a popularity contest. It's supposed to be a Hall of Fame contest. Same reason I have problems with the Baseball Hall of Fame. It's not a Boy Scout Hall of Fame. It's a Baseball Hall of Fame. So why, and crying out loud, you know, with Pete Rose being one of the greatest baseball players in all times, you know, it's not a choir boy Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So, again, well, that's kind of off the point. But there are so many different ways to look at it. And again, I'm not on the selection committee. I've never been asked to be on the selection committee. I'm a little bum-fuzzled sometimes about how they go about voting for the people who are in, some of the people who got in, and how they continue to ignore some of the people who are not in.
Yeah, and I agree with you about Smokey. I do think there should be a separate category. I think there should be a contributor category. I don't think we should have to decide between a driver like Jeff Gordon. That's one of the no-brainers. We'll get to the no-brainers here in a second. But I don't know that we have to – why are we deciding between Jeff Gordon and, you know, Roger Penske, for example, or Jack Roush? I mean, I think that those are different guys when we're looking at this. I think there should be drivers, and just like in baseball, they have the Ford Frick wing or whatever. You know, for writers, that's a different deal. But you're right. I mean, I've always said I think Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame, and I think on his plaque it should say that he was banned for baseball for gambling and that he should not be allowed in baseball. But he was a Hall of Fame player. If we're going to go by that, we got to take Ty Cobb. Huh? Ty Cobb admitted that he killed a man with his bare hands. Can't have him in there.
Among other sins, but you're exactly right. I'll put a plaque up there and give all his great statistics along with all awards. Just let the people see who Pete Rose was and who Ty Cobb was. And I agree completely, Tom, about your assessment. We've talked about this for years about the Hall of Fame. Have some different categories, like a media category.
Yeah.
With some of the media people in it. Obviously, I have no business being in any kind of hall with Richard Petty and David Pearson and those guys. But, you know, for a media category, maybe I could squeeze in somehow. But you're exactly right. And also a mechanical end. I wouldn't have a problem breaking it down into drivers, the mechanical end, the media end, team owners end, marketing end, that kind of stuff. Just have some different categories and maybe take two or three a year, or maybe three or four drivers, and then maybe a couple of nominees or selections from each of those other two or three categories. That would be the way to do it. But you're right, it's kind of confusing the way it's being done now, just lumping everybody together.
Larry Woody is being very modest. He is a Motorsports Hall of Fame writer covering all motorsports, so he certainly is in that. I mean, Waddell Wilson. All right, he won three NASCAR championships as an engine builder. But Waddell Wilson, I shouldn't be weighing him against Bobby Labonte. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, you know, that's a different guy. All right. Now, no brainers. Look, Jeff. First of all, by the way, for those that are wondering, why is Jeff Gordon on here? 2 years. That's the waiting time. 2 years, which is the shortest of any Hall of Fame in any sport, is 2 years. I think hockey's 4, and baseball and the NFL are 5, and I don't know what the NBA is, but 2 years and you're in. So Jeff, which is really. It's just, look, I could see Jeff Gordon still getting in a car at some point. Somebody called him and said, hey, can you race this race or that race? It could happen. So we could have a Hall of Famer on the track the way these guys retire so young now. But Jeff Gordon, that's a four-time champ, 93 championships. That's a no-brainer. Would you say Joe Gibbs is a no-brainer? 9 car owner championships between the top 2 series, Cup and Xfinity Series. Can we say Joe Gibbs is a no-brainer?
Well, it would be tough. It would be tough to leave him out among the nominees, the names I've seen. But then you've got people like, you got Jack Roush, you got Roger Penske. You know, do you pick Gibbs over them? They've got some pretty good credentials too.
So there you have it. That is your Rapid Rewind for this, the 7th of March, 2018. We'll come back and wrap it up right after this and announce our winner of our hastily put together caption contest right here on 730-1039. Yeah.
Sports Radio. The Ump. Because we care.
Big weekend event. The Gun Show. This Saturday and Sunday at the National Guard Armory in Fayetteville. Thousands of guns and knives, ammo, holsters, camo, optics, shooting and hunting supplies, and more. 1805 Wilson Parkway, Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday 10 to 3. The Gun Show. Big weekend event. Buy, sell, trade at the National Guard Armory in Fayetteville, Tennessee. This weekend, Saturday and Sunday, The Gun Show at the National Guard Armory in Fayetteville.
Fun news. State-of-the-art indoor shooting range is coming to Huntsville. Bullet and Barrel.
Offering 19 indoor climate-controlled lanes and a fully stocked store with firearms, accessories, and clothing.
Bullet and Barrel provides professional-friendly firearms training. Great for new and experienced shooters. Become a member now at a special pre-grand opening rate. Bullet and Barrel. On Lehman Ferry Road near the corner of Airport Road. And online at bulletandbarrel.com. Bullet and Barrel. Serious fun.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at the Home Depot.
When hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Daryl has hired with Indeed.
Using the site saves me a lot of time. It makes my job so much easier.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
As a small business owner, you're always on the go. So how can you make sure you never miss a customer's call? Grasshopper. That's right. With Grasshopper, you get all of the features of a business phone system that's affordable and incredibly easy to use directly on your cell phone. You get a toll-free or vanity phone number that's memorable and professional. Customers are forwarded to your phone and connected to your team. And you can work from anywhere using Wi-Fi calling or our desktop app. And with our mobile app, your outgoing calls and texts show up as your professional phone number. Voicemails are transcribed and sent to your email so you can determine their importance at a glance. So whether you're on the go or working from home and need to keep business calls separate, or you simply want a professional tone, Grasshopper makes it happen. Set up your account in just minutes. There are no long-term contracts and support is 24/7. Get your calls, stay connected, thrive. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. grasshopper.com/radio.
Gunner's Landing is one of the Tennessee Valley's finest golf experiences. In 2017, Gunner's Landing was ranked the number 2 course to play in Alabama, ranked number 14 in the U.S. for staff friendliness, and ranked number 18 in the U.S. for value by Golf Advisor. Just 25 minutes from downtown Huntsville, Gunner's Landing's 18-hole championship jewel is open to the public Tuesday through Sunday, located in the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains. With beautiful Lake Gunnersville vistas around every corner, a golf experience like no other. Gunner's Landing is golf the way nature intended. Gunner's Landing is offering golf memberships starting at $2,500 for new members, which includes unlimited golf, cart, range balls, par 3 practice area, and preferred tee times. Gunner's Landing would like to welcome the Stephen DeBoer Golf Academy. Call 256-582-3000 or visit their website at gunnerslandinggolf.com to book your tee time or more information.
There were so many great responses. Jason at the Twitter window, I shouldn't have to put up with this. I have 7 Super Bowl rings. He has no job in a turnover garbage can. Emilio said, all right, they got white, wheat, rye, pumpernickel, or sourdough. Also, would you like chips or a cookie? Outstanding. Several good ones as well at the Facebook fan page. Howie said, I told Coach Saban that I would not only be a consultant, but I brought my own trash can so I could clean up his office and the locker room. But our winner, Keith on a tractor, mixing stories with, no, sir, I'm not the X-Falls coach. I'm Tua's cousin. Good night, everybody.
Sports Radio 730 1039. The ump.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility On Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-890-6013. 800-890-6013. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-890-6013.
Hit the road this spring in comfort and style with the RV you've always wanted. From Hall's RV in Albertville. Winners of Retailer of the Year from the Alabama Retail Association. Hall's RV has just what you're looking for. The best deals on quality-built travel trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes of all sizes, making every destination feel like home. 256-894-6235 or stop by Halls RV today, Highway 431 in Albertville, and online at HallsRVSales.com. Halls RV, we sell fun.
When hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Daryl is hired with Indeed.
Using the site saves me a lot of time. It makes my job so much easier.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free when you text the word LIKE to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text LIKE to 797979. Text LIKE to 797979.
Febreze Car presents When Stinks Interrupt.
Thanks for the ride, sis.
No problem. Good flight?
Yeah, it... Oh.
Chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets.
Did you stop...
Chicken?
For fast food?
Nuggets.
Not today. Why?
Oh, chicken nuggets.
Pro tip, sis. Pick up Febreze Car, then pick up your brother.
Febreze Car has two new ways to drive away embarrassing odors. Now available without heavy perfumes or with extra bold scent.
Breathe happy Febreze. La, 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 la.
Excited for Macy's spring sale?
Absolutely. We'll find the styles we need at savings we love.
Like an extra 20 or 15% off with our Macy's card or savings pass.
And great specials for us and the home.
Right. Say hello to my new handbag.
New season, new shoes for me.
Plus designer upgrades for the guys with big savings on suits, sport coats, pants.
Think about it. Our husbands will be better dressed versions of themselves.
You do know that's not saying much, don't you?
Yeah, you're probably right.
Shop Macy's spring sale now. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at your local retailer today. We'll be right back.
The Home Depot has free carpet installation for any carpet purchase over $699. Free installation, as in no hidden fees for moving furniture, ripping out old carpet, carpeting stairs. Fees other places charge for their free carpet installation, we don't. For carpet installation that really is free, start with carpet from The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers, including 47781, available at homedepot.com.
Sports Radio 730 and 1039. The UMP. WUMP Madison. W28 OBA Madison Huntsville. A Cumulus Station.